Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Tonight's the night that the Lord has blessed us, and we just rejoice in what he's doing for us, and we thank God tonight for what God, he is God all by himself. And tonight we just know that what we say to God, we praise him, we love him, and we adore him. And tonight we're extremely blessed to have a soldier on the line with us. He got a word from God. And I want to introduce you to him. Brother Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, then. God bless you. Go ahead. You got the program. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. To all the saints out there that's listening, I want to say I thank you for all your prayers and support that you've given. You don't know the joy it's brought to my soul. Tonight, I'm going to come out of the 133rd Psalms. I won't keep you long, but it's just three words here that I want to talk on. I'm going to read all three verses and talk about three words. Pleasant, unity, and I got it wrote down so I won't forget nothing. I thought this is very important to me. Infidelity. Those are the three words I want to talk about. If I had to give it a topic, it would be the joy of brotherhood and harmony. That would be my topic I would use for tonight. The joy of brotherhood and harmony. Okay, the 133rd Psalm, the first verse starts like this. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment up on the head that ran down upon the head, beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Now those are three simple, short, but some of the powerful, most powerful verses in the Bible. It's talking about the oneness of Christians, the together of Christians, how pleasant it is for us to God when he sees us, mankind, his creation, Europeans, Africans, every denomination and color in the world, when we come together as God intended for us to be, it's pleasing to him. It's pleasant. Okay, the word pleasant, it means giving a sense of happy, satisfaction or enjoyment, or you can use it to say it's similar to enjoyable, pleasing, pleasurable, agreeable, attractive. If I had to use it in a sentence, it would sound something like this. It is very pleasant to live here in our beautiful world. Or, pleasant as it is, this is not our home. If God were asked this question, is man's government pleasant? Now, I'm just paraphrasing because I don't know what God said, but this is what I imagine he would say. His answer probably would sound something like this. Man's actions towards one another brings me no enjoyment, no satisfaction, and I'm high and highly disagreeable with the way they behave one to another. And the reason I said that, if you look at mankind, the way we treat each other, we supposed all of the United States supposed to be a Christian nation. Supposed to be. On paper, we are a Christian nation. But as a whole, it is common for everybody to see, and I'm not trying to put nobody down, but we are not together in unity. The Europeans are basically off to themselves. The blacks are off to themselves. The Hispanics. And we all swear we serve the same God. We all do. If you ask a European what he is, oh, I'm a Christian. You ask most blacks, oh, I'm a Christian. You ask Hispanics, oh, I'm a Christian. Words say one thing, but your actions and your deeds say another. We are not together in this fight. And that's why Lucifer, the archangel, once archangel, we not call him Satan or that old dragon, a serpent. That's why he's in control. we gave it to him. Christ took it from him, and our disunity gave it back to him. Now, God's in charge, but he's not in control of this world, and that's just a fact. If God was in control, do you think we would have the murders, the rapes, robbery, the pedophiles, all the despicable things that goes on here in America? Do you think the homosexuals, if God was in charge, do you think the homosexuals make up a very small number here in the United States, the homosexuals, the lesbians, the LGBTs, and all those other degenerate groups? But as a whole, they're the ones that's winning. Because us are supposed to be Christians, we are not standing in God or on God, and we stand silent because some of our sisters and brothers, our mother, one of our mothers and the fathers might be that way, or we might be that way, so we can support, we're not going to speak against them. And it's wrong. We let them take over, do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. We're disconnected from God when it comes to pleasing God, being pleasant in God's sight because of the things we do. We talk the right talk, but we don't walk the walk. And that's just the truth of it. I'm not judging anybody, but I know what I see. I know what I hear. We are not in unity. If we was in unity with God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, America wouldn't be in the condition it's in. Every great nation I've studied, they fell into the same situation that we're in, and we destroy ourselves from within. Rome fell because of that. Babylon fell because of that. You can go on and on through history. Sodom and Gomorrah, because of the homosexual, their beastly acts that we allowed to happen. Rome, it was more brothels in Rome than it was anywhere. More homosexuals, more lesbians, and the same thing going on here in America. They make up a very few number, but they're controlling everything. And those Christians staying silent because somebody in our family or some friend is that way, and we don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, you know what? I don't care about the feelings being hurt. God don't either. I love them. God loves them. I can't place myself above God, but he's displeased with what we do. He dislikes what we do as a people. But you as a homosexual, I'm a Christian. How can you be a Christian loving another man? How can you be a Christian loving another woman? How can you be a Christian having sex with an animal? How can you be a Christian messing with young boys and girls? How can you be a Christian laying with animals? You can't. And this is not me talking. It's in the Word of God. This is the Word of God talking. If you get mad at anybody, get mad at God. Don't get mad at me. No. And if God was asked this, the other question, if God were asked, is man's government pleasant? His answer probably would sound something like this. Man's actions towards one another brings me no enjoyment, no satisfaction. I am highly disagreeable with the way they behave one to another. I just say that we all divided. There's so much hate amongst the ethnic groups in America. I see it every day. I see it. And I'm not just saying it. It's there in plain sight. But we choose us so be Christians as a whole, close our eyes. Oh, God will take care of it in the end. And we'll allow this filth to decay America. America is a decaying nation, whether y'all know it or not. It's decaying. According to God's word, it's done decayed. Oh, okay. Unity. To dwell together in unity. Unity means togetherness, oneness, a whole, not a fraction, but a whole. That's unity. When we stand in God's word, as a people, as one nation, with the one voice to a holy God. We're in unity. But when you got the Europeans in one corner, and most of them think, and this is the truth, it's on paper, they say it every day, daily in the news, we're superior. Their light skin makes them superior to blacks. Their light skin makes them superior to Hispanics. Because they're Europeans. As a whole, that's just the way it is. I was born in Mississippi in 1953 in the Deep South. And when I tell somebody, I know how hate feels, I know how it speaks, I know how it smells, trust me, I do. I really do. The other preacher man was born in Louisiana, I think he told me. He's older than me. He done seen more than I have. I done seen enough disunity, dissatisfaction from God about mankind to last eternity, a whole eternity. God is not pleased with us. He's not. His words say he's not. But we walk around every day with our heads held high, our heads held back so high, if a drop of rain would fall, we would drown. Just one drop would kill us. We the leading country in the world. Everybody else has to do what we said to do because we are America. God is on our side. I'm finna let you know something. It's in the Bible, and I stand on the Bible. That's God's word. God is never on the side of wrong. Never. He's on the side of righteousness and holiness. But as a whole, America is not righteous, and it's not holy. So God's not on our side as a whole. But, like I keep saying, he always has a small remnant of people, a small number of people that do stand together in unity. There's some Europeans, there's some Hispanics, there's some blacks. There's a few more ethnic groups I had named. We stand together in unity until the day I die, I'm going to say, thus saith the Lord. I love God. I love everything he has done for us, is doing for us, and will do for us. And I know this here. As long as I do that, as long as I do that, continue to listen to his talking to me. He teaches me daily through the Holy Spirit. As long as I listen and do what he said do, and stand with my fellow man no matter what color he is. If I got to go against another dark-skinned brother, if a European is right, he's just right. If Hispanic is just right, I have to go against a European, he's just right. If Hispanic is right, I have to go against a black man that's wrong. That's me. That's God. That's the God in me. I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my might, and all my strength. Because without him, I'm nothing. I know this. I get up at night. I don't sleep much. And I praise God when I can't sleep. I praise him. I praise him in the good times. But really, the test of a true Christian is easy to serve God when everything's going right in your life, when the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, there's a cool breeze blowing across your face and your body. It's easy to serve God. But the test of a Christian comes when a thundercloud rolls in, like in the cartoons, a black cloud rolled over your head, and the lightning starts coming out of it, and the thunder rolls, and no matter where you go, it's there. Even in your house, it's there. In shelter is there, and you can fall on your own knees. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the bad times. I thank you for the hurt I'm going through. I thank you for my hurts. I thank you for every pain in my body. But most of all, I thank you for redeeming us back unto yourself by going to a cruel cross, suffering a cruel death. I thank you, Lord. And you can praise him in the bad times when everybody and everything in this world seems against you. You can praise God. You got to hope at glory. Now, I'm not God. I can't say you'll get there. I said we all got to hope. Because Jesus said, he can't even say who's all going to hell. The final says so, and it's in his words in the New Testament. Jesus said, it's up to the Father that whosoever he'll lie into hell. But it's not up to Jesus. It's up to the Father. So we need to start pleasing God by our actions, the things we do towards each other, not just on Sundays for an hour or two, but 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We need to try to please. And until we do that, a nation will fall deeper and deeper and deeper into this miry mess that we're in. America is sick. It's a cancerous nation. Nikita Khrushchev said in the 60s, we don't have to attack Russia. I mean, America, you know the Russian leader said that in the 60s. Said they shall destroy themselves from within. He was a prophet. He spoke the truth. Look at America. Look at America. Look at what we've come to. We said we progress. Every step we take forward, we take two or three back. And that's just the truth. I'm not berating anybody. I'm just saying what I see. I'm berating evil. I'm berating sin. That's what I'm doing. And I'm standing with God. God is perfect. He's perfect. I serve a perfect God, a whole God, a compassionate God, a merciful God. That's the God I serve. I serve the God that when you catch yourself in a ditch, you've heard me say this a lot of times. I've been on the radio. I serve a God when you find yourself out there in the world, caught up in sin, and you remember in my Father's house, I don't have to be here. And you confess and repent like King David did when the great prophet Nathan went to him and told him the story about Uriah, about the man that won you, and the stronger man took him and killed him and dressed him and ate him. Then David said, who is this man? I'll have him put to death this day. Nathan stuck out that old bony finger, that arm and finger, and said, David, it's you. And the Bible says immediately he fell on his face and repented. And God in the next instant said, this is the man after my own heart. That's all we got to do, America. Realize where we at. You're in the pig pen. You can eat the slop out the trough that you pulled in there. Realize, America, you in the ditch. You can't get out the ditch yourself. You need help. And that help is God. Lucifer can't help you. He'll take you deep and deeper. He'll make you eat the slop out the trough you pulled in there. He'll get you sucked deep and deep into that ditch because that's his job. That's his job. He's doing his job. He's about his business. Now, as a Christian, like we're supposed to be as a Christian nation, if we would dwell together in unity, if we would dwell together, that dwell means to live together in unity, brotherly love like God intended for us to be, do. We'll be a great nation, but we are not a great nation now in the eyesight of God when it comes to serving him and doing what's right. We're one of the most wickedest places on the face of the earth that ever lived. If God don't punish America, if we don't repent in sackcloth and ashes, if he don't punish us, if we don't repent, we going the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. If he don't do it, he got to raise Sodom and Gomorrah brick for brick and restore it back to its former glory that they thought was glory. That's what he's going to have to do because America is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Repent. Confess. Repent. Stand with God. Do what God wants. Make him pleased with us, not dissatisfied. Make him pleased with us as a nation. And having said that, it was short and sweet to me. I don't never preach long, teach long. I'm turning back over to the preacher man. Thank you, preacher man, for giving this opportunity tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, tonight, we just thank God. And as I was sitting there listening to what God is doing for him, what God is doing through him, it just blesses me to know that God is able. And if we just stay close to him, everything will be all right. Well, tonight, that night, we're just going to say the line's open. Anybody got a question? Anybody got a question? Anybody got a statement? Anybody? The line's open. Anybody? Well, one thing I will say while before you come online, this is a soldier that I met at the veterans. How many months ago was that, Brother Charles?
About 2.5 months now, sir.
about 2.5 months, and I was listening to what God was doing through him, and God began to speak through him, and I listened. So I heard what he was saying, and I said, because the heart that we have, if we have a heart of God, put on a, and I asked him to do what he's doing right now, and many more shows, and somebody put you on me, please. Somebody put your phone on mute. Hello? Thank you. And so, put it on mute, please. Amen. And so, the one thing that I take notice, we as a people in America, and I said to the soldier, soldier to soldier, now God is blessing him what he needs right now. And so, what God is doing, he's raising up a nation, and we are part of that nation, the righteous people behind the scene. When we say we couldn't do things, we can do it. That's what God is doing. So I'm going back. Somebody put it on me. Put it on mute, please. Too much noise background. Give me just a moment. I'm fine with the noise here. Amen. All right. So the line's open. Anybody want a prayer? Anybody want to have a statement what God has done for them to do, done for them today? How God has blessed you? The line's open. Amen. Hello? Go ahead, Mother Bonnie. Hold on. Let me put the volume on. Hold on, Mother Bonnie. Go ahead.
God for everything he's done in my life, my family's life. I thank God for the meeting of you and Dr. Greg, all of the craft partners that own lines and on KASK. I thank God for the opportunity about 2-3 years ago to meet you all. And it's a blessing for us to still be together today.
Amen.
And to know that we are always ministering the word of God and someone new is coming into the fold. That is a blessing. But I also thank God for allowing me to have this day, March the 4th,
1937.
To a mother. And now the Lord has blessed me. I have family and to still be here 83 years later. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. 83 amen. Years. Wow. What a blessing.
Amen.
Wow.
So
glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, I give God the praise because it's all in him. I have been sick, but now I'm up. God has raised me up from lying in the bed each and every day to being able to walk around, to get around and take care of every daily joy that needed to be held.
Amen.
So I give him the praise and I give him the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And continuously keep our prayer lifted up. Keep us lifted up. Keep the younger generation. We're reaching out because there's so many people that are losing their lives. They're young. My daughter was also upset today. There was a 19-year-old young man. Lived not even a quarter of a mile from me that lost his life in Tyler, Texas.
My God.
So they are leaving here, 19 years. He's 19 years old.
My God.
The mother's only son that she had. Man, I know the mother, I know the family. They live right back here. We are.
Mother Bobby.
The church together.
Mother.
Yes, sir.
What? In a situation like this, I know I'm just doing this behind the scenes. What do we do when we find some of these young people doing what they're doing? All right. Thank
minister.
You. Minister. Pray and minister. Mm-hmm. Reach out.
Keep your mouth off. Stop talking and gossiping about them. Talk to the Father, which has the keys. He owns them just like he owns you.
Yes.
Reach out, and God will do. And the angels, the ministers to them. Amen.
Amen.
Treat them. Continue it. And one thing about it, when we do that, when we leave them hanging, we must be in contact with them. Keep up with them. Be concerned about them. Call them on the phone. Go by every now and then and visit with them. As God leads you in the spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother Bobby,
one of the best weapons.
Mother Bobby,
amen.
A woman like you has wisdom, has knowledge. You have what God has blessed you in the earth realm. And that's why I say, all right, all right, all right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? It's the time to express what God is doing for you and through you. Amen. Anybody else? We thank God for tonight. Tonight's a night is a treacherous, as it was taught by Brother Charles. Are you there? Brother Charles, are you there? Well, I will say this much. One of the things I've come to find out about what God is doing, God is so much in love with us. He'll do anything for us. He'll show us
Amen.
How much he loves. Amen. And so, Brother Charles, one of the things that you said today, you were talking about, you were talking from the song, 115, 133, and what were you saying?
Yes, sir, 133.
And you said, oh, how good it is for who to do what?
Brethren.
Brethren. Now, why did it say women, too?
Well, when they mention brethren in the Bible, brothers, preacher man, everything I studied, when they mentioned brethren, they meant the women too.
All right, then that's what I need to clear up. Amen, amen, amen. And so the most important thing that we can get of what God told you, we need to get together and praise God and love God and obey God. And as Mother Bobby said, can you imagine, here's a lady 83 years old, still getting around. On her feet.
Still getting around, strong voice.
Oh, a strong mind in the Lord too. And I'm putting on a pedestal, but I thank God for meeting. I thank for God for she's the kind of woman she is. And that's someone went on the line with her. Somebody just dropped, oh, love you. But anyway, one thing we take notice of, the devil is a liar. He
Amen.
Is a bold liar. He cares nothing about what we're doing. It doesn't make a difference to him. We know. Because I'm going to tell you one thing I found. When I come to God and I said, Lord, there's some things going on. I had a personal conversation with him. And God began to show me. The more you see what you're doing, you can't blame nobody else but yourself. And I thank
Amen.
God for what God is doing. Somebody told me one day, and I'm going to be bragging on the Lord now. And somebody told me, said, well, you're not going to get no radio station. I kept praying, and I met a lady, Dr. McClendon, and she heard me talk to God, and she said, when I finished her, she said, Brother Hunter, I had about 10, 15, 30 seconds left, and she said, Brother Hunter, what do you want me to do? I've heard your prayer. What can I do to help you? I mean, that took me to another plateau. What?
Amen. What can I do to help?
What can I do to? That's what it's all about. What can I do to let somebody on this prayer line today? What can I do to help you? Can I pray for you? Can I send you an email? Can we sit down and together and talk about what's going on? Because the present time we're living in right now, it behooves us to stay close to God. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
All of a sudden, while we were sleeping one night, that tornado came through and just, how many, 18 people dead, 16 people dead? See, but those are the things, see, Satan does those things, Lucifer does those things to make everybody know, well, you know, your time is short. No, time is short. God has said, and when they went to Jesus, well, when the Lord come back, said, that's not in my hands. Jesus said, it's not in my hands, in the Father's hands. And when the Father tells the Holy Spirit to lift this earth, he's out of here. That's when the real fight starts. But I want to say, everybody, I see the number. And if I call your last phone number, if you want to say something, no problem. I'm going to start from the very top. Your last four numbers of your cell phone, 7382. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let me see you. And then I see a number that I really recognize all the time. Brother Gregory, are you there?
Dr. Hunter, I'm here with you. I got a lot of noise in the background. I'm enjoying it. But what I will say, Dr. Hunter, you're such a blessing to the nation. So keep on letting God use you in a mighty way. I got a lot of noise in the background putting together a hospital, babe, but I love you so much. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice, too, Mother Bobby.
Amen. While you're on the line with us, this is a man I met. I'm telling y'all about this young man. I saw what God was doing in him. That's why I tell you, we come to that prayer line. We're on the prayer line. We ain't fussing, we ain't squatting. Every day, we get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. Before we start the prayer, we go on sometimes. We're online, we're praying one for another. We're sending words back. And we're loving each other. And that's why I'm a part of what he's doing. And we think he's going to be a part of what we're doing even greater. What God is doing right now. So I want to thank God for him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody
Amen.
Else?
Thank God for you too, Doctor.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Okay. Your last four is 7389. One of the things that we take notice of, soldier to soldier, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Well, one of the things you and I both know, when you're in a war, you got to fight to fight, or you lose out.
Amen.
And you and I, we understand some things, but we also understand how God has blessed us where we are right now. But I want to tell you, when I was out there some days ago, I had to go in there for some things they did with my body, and I kept saying to God, I said, Lord, it's your will. If I don't come back, cross over and be in your presence. But the Lord said, not yet. Not yet.
Amen.
And here I'm again. What? Sometimes God allows the enemy to attack us.
Amen.
So we come before him and talk to him. There is a real fight going on right now. Well, somebody say, but then see, I'm going back to Brother William. I'm thankful that he loves his mother. He loves his mother. And I'm going to tell you, if I can just share with somebody to the nation. He was a man, Gregory Williams, when I met him and I saw his mother. And something was said that day when he was getting his first degree from Cornerstone University. And his mother said these words. And it transformed me to what mother was saying. And if somebody was talking kind of bad about him, but that's my son. That
Amen.
Is my son. I said, oh my God. No wonder Jesus, when they jumped on Jesus, when he walked in there, said, that's my son. Don't
Amen.
Do that. Don't do that. And I heard what she said. She said, but that's my son. She said, I don't care what all he's done. And God has said the same thing. We are his sons. I don't care what you've done. I've given you a way to get out of what you're in right now. Amen, amen. You know what? I'm getting happy. Anybody else on the line? Anybody else? Anybody else? And see, I want you to know something. When you go to the national, we're talking around the world. I tell anybody, you want to let somebody hear what's going on? Have them to call this KESK radio station. People don't come on there cussing and fussing and talking about each other. Now we're nothing but the gospel. God's word. God's word. And somebody said, we can't make no station. I said, I already got it. Too late. I'm here already. Now I got a television station. Mother Bobby's going to be on it. Everybody on the line going to be on it that has a desire. Somebody said, what? No, we got to expose the devil. Lucifer is his name. He got all these demons walking around the earth, man. And I will say this much. The more we fight with the word of God, and one
Amen.
Thing I love,
it's the only weapon we have.
Good and pleasant it is for brethren to walk together in unity. For it's like the what? It's like the woo that anointed or the fall down the beard of Aaron. Now, sometimes the fellowship that we have is something else. And I find myself sometimes at night, I can't sleep at night sometimes, but I pray and God give
Amen.
Me a light. Anybody else got something to say? Anybody else? You go to Facebook on my Facebook and you'll find this message where we'll have tonight. You can listen to it. And that's a good part about it. All you gotta do is just tune in. You don't have to say nothing, listen in and go back and hear what's being said. We want nothing but the realness of God, the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost. On this line.
Amen.
Amen. And so at the same time, if anybody else has some more to say, let me go to the south. 7717. You got a word. Anybody else? You all right? 3789. Anybody else? Got a word? Anybody want prayer before we close up today? All you got to do is just say amen. Say amen. We'll pray. We'll pray some prayer.
Amen.
I'm going to come back again. And I'm going to ask the lady I know, because there's a boy. Mother Bobby, in the name of Jesus, we come this night. Mother Bobby, will you take us a prayer?
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you, most gracious Father, for everything you're going to do. Most gracious Father, we ask that you bless each and every one on this prayer call and on this line, AASK, all over the nation, all the way from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, some on this line and some that listening that need you for one thing. Oh, gracious Father, there are some on this line that need you for another. Open their hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their minds. Touch their thoughts. They return from their wicked ways. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And you will add unto their life. How marvelous it is to serve our true living God. One that has paid the price for you way back on Calvary. He paid the price for every one of you. None can do anything without him. For we can't do nothing. If you think about it tonight, you can't even breathe by yourself.
Amen.
If you think about it tonight, you can't even open your eyes
by yourself
without him.
Oh, my God.
And if you think about it tonight, you can't even walk by yourself. And most of all, think about it, that you cannot even breathe because he blew breath into you. Therefore, he paid the price for us, and it's paid in full. We cannot pay the price. It's already been paid.
Amen. Amen.
Another day.
Amen. Amen. Brother Charles?
Yes, sir.
Hey, go ahead and close it out. We've been blessed. Something else you want to say to the nation before we hook up, before we hang up? Amen.
Yes, sir, I do. I'll make it real short. I got something to say. There's not a person, man or woman, on the face of this earth that I don't love. I love everybody. And God knows I'm telling the truth. Being born in the deep south of Mississippi, I should hate, and all Europeans don't hate. But the way I was treated, I should hate every European on the face of the earth. But God said, you love even the people, the ones that's mistreating you. I said, love them. And I'm full of love. And I thank God for it. I'm going to keep telling you what does say the Lord, the best I can in my stammering voice, the best I know how. I work with what God done gave. And if it hurts your feelings that I said something, it's like I said tonight, God is talking to you. I'm talking from his word. So if you're mad at anybody, you're mad at God. I'm just a vessel. And I do the best I can, like I said, with stammering voice and everything, accent. I do the best I can. And it's all God requires us to do the best we can. And I love it. And I'm closing out of there.
Amen. Well, one of the things I want to do before we go out tonight, I want to try my strength. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, my children.
That's a show for you,
my
children. Right?
God is blessing me to do it. He's giving me the strength to do it. My lungs are getting better. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God.
Amen.
So I tell you what,
amen.
Until we come back again, may God bless you and may keep you. And everybody, good night and God bless you. Bye now.
God bless you.
God bless
amen.
You.
Tell them just
another day.
God has kept you.
Amen.
Just another day. He's
keeping
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will, Mama. I will. I will. I will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See you at 6 o'clock in the morning. God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You. Amen. I have a blessed night.
Amen.
Bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Amen.
My God, my God. Yes. Just another day. One more day. One more day. One more day. Amen. God bless. Amen. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. I receive it. I receive it. Haha, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Hey.
This is Hagar Jackson, ain't it?
Amen.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.